It would have been a much different Squamish Council election result if just kids got to choose. Results from the mock student vote conducted by Civics show that Squamish First would have had a firm foothold on district council. Student Vote is a program of Civics, a national charity dedicated to strengthening democracy through civic education. Under the mock election they conducted, Squamish First's Mike Young would have become the town's mayor, with 221 votes. Armand Herford would have taken second with 185, and Deanna Lewis, also known as Calcali, would have taken 134 votes. For council, Rajan Hans, the leader of Squamish First, took the lead with 301 ballots cast in his favor. Incumbent Jenna Stoner was the next most popular, taking 290 votes. She was the only person on the current council to get the nod from student voters. Adrian Byrne, the final Squamish First candidate, took 259 votes. Lauren Greenlaw, a geologist running on an environmentalist platform, took 242 votes. Gord Addison, a marketing professional and former contributing writer to the op-ed site Squamish Forward, won 211 votes. Andrew Hamilton, a Quest University professor, took 208 votes, making him the final person elected to council. Students did not give Christina Walsh, 195, John French, 193, Eric Anderson, 174, and Chris Pitingle, 165, enough votes to make it on council. See the results here.